From the Seattle Weekly, this is
Day Job.
Day Job is a look at how musicians pay the rent.
If you wanted to make me feel like this, all you had to do was stop writing.
Kim Tuvim never wanted to be a piano teacher. Once when she was a music student in college, her dad came to visit.
We were having dinner with my housemate and her boyfriend at the time. And he said to them, well, what are you guys going to do when you get out of school? And they were in the visual arts program. They were both painters, and they were amazing artists. And, you know, they were saying, oh, we don't, you know, we're going to do our work. And he says, well, Kim can get out of school, and she can teach. And I remember being just appalled. Like, I'm not going to teach. I'm going to have a collective of musicians, and I'm going to write music and perform. But
those dreams didn't pan out. Kim found herself working as a secretary in the community center, sneaking off to play piano during her breaks.
Some families heard me, and one of the families asked if I taught, and I said, well, no, I don't know how to teach. I've never taught. And they said, well, you know, we'd be willing to try if you're willing to try.
Okay, here we go.
And then something surprising happened. Kim fell in love with teaching piano. She turns lessons into a sort of game, and the kids love it.
You got it.
I mean, I remember being a kid and being at the piano and not knowing what things were and feeling like I should know this, and if I don't know it, I'm going to get in trouble. And I never want my kids to feel that way.
You want the questions? Okay, what's the clef on the top?
Treble clef.
Treble clef used to be called the?
D clef.
Helps you find the?
G line.
Which goes through?
Big swirl.
And where's that G on the piano?
So
nice.
We just talk about it, and if they don't remember, well, I'll ask them the question, and they'll be like this kind of pause, and I'll say, you want some help with that? And then they'll go, yeah. And then we talk about it again, and there's never any recrimination or, like, you know, shame on you for not remembering or none of that at all.
Clef on the bottom.
The bass clef.
Used to be called the?
F clef.
Helps you find the?
F line.
And where's that F on the piano?
And I started when I was 5, and by the time I was 9 years old, I couldn't tell you what a treble clef was.
Treble clef, bass clef come together to make?
Grand staff.
Joined together by?
The brace and bar line.
Mm-hmm. What's the time signature of this song?
I'm trying to save my kids from my fate, you know, because I don't want them to, you know, I don't want them to feel like they have to fake it. I want them to feel like they can read if they want to.
1, 2, 3. Nice job. How's that feel?
Good.
Excellent.
Teaching was not anything that I was interested in or thought I would do, and I'm so grateful that I fell into it. It's a very soulful, joyful way to make a living, you know, helping people learn, especially working with kids, playing music. It's a creative process and an empowering experience for the kids, and so really gratifying for me because I feel like, you know, hopefully I'm the teacher that I wanted as a kid.
But Kim never gave up her dream of being a professional musician. She struggled to finance her recent album, Nothing Sweet Nothing, using her earnings as a piano teacher. Once when she ran out of money, she had to sell one of her guitars. Word got out among her piano families.
You can't sell your guitar. We'll do a fundraiser. And so one of them hosted a house concert, and we raised several $1,000 from my piano families who wanted to help me make this record.
You say love's a constant mystery to me.
Day Job was written by radio journalist Joshua McNichols.